You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You're listening to the Her Paperoot Podcast, episode number 3. On today's show, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite things in the whole wide world, blogging. More specifically, how to market your blog. Blogging can open up so many freedoms and opportunities, especially when it comes to money. Look anywhere on Pinterest and you are bound to see thousands of blog posts explaining how the blogger made $500, $5,000, or $15,000 last month. On my blog, herpaperoot.com, you'll find tons of guides and tutorials on how to monetize your blog. But in order to make money as a blogger, you need to have a plan. Marketing your blog is so important. This lies heavily on what it is that you do after you hit publish. So get comfortable, sister, for I have 12 clever blog promotion tips on how to promote your blog effectively and efficiently. Let's dive in on how to create a social media strategy for your blog.
You're listening to the Her Paperoot Podcast, a show all about money and entrepreneurship with host Chelsea Clark. Chelsea is a marketing strategist and the founder of herpaperoot.com, a friendly and supportive hive for ambitious, passionate entrepreneurs like you to learn how to growth hack your idea into a profitable business. We encourage you to fearlessly tackle your wildest goals. We know that as your own boss, you can deliver your unique message and make more paper. You just need a plan. Here's your host, Chelsea Clark.
If you're wanting to learn how to market and promote your blog without spending a ton of money on advertising, then you've come to the right place. Developing a cost-effective social media strategy is absolutely possible when it comes to marketing a blog. Social media and blogging really do go hand in hand. The old saying, "if you build it, they will come," unfortunately does not apply to blogging. A more appropriate motto would be, if you build it and then promote it some more all day, every day, and never stop promoting, then they will come. Basically, if you want an audience for your blog, you are going to have to put the work in to get them there. You can't just post an article and expect the magic of the internet to automatically send readers to you, although that would be sweet. That's why you need to treat your blog like the business that it is and become your own social media manager, one whose main job is to promote the heck out of every blog post. You need a social media strategy, and I'm going to help you out with this. Earlier this week, I asked members of our Facebook group, "What is your biggest struggle with blogging right now?" An overwhelming number of responses were how to drive traffic, getting people to actually visit and read my blog posts. I started chatting with a few bloggers who are struggling to get page views, and I asked them point blank, okay, how do you drive traffic to your website? How do you promote your blog? What is your marketing strategy after you hit publish? And most of them didn't have a marketing strategy at all. Well, that's why no one is reading your blog posts. You aren't showing it to them. Honestly, how you get your blog noticed has a lot to do with how well you actively and quite literally put it in front of the right people. And this reminded me of a recent conversation I had with a newbie blogger named Kira. She had been blogging for a few months and was creating epic blog posts with awesome content. Yet Kira could barely get 100 page views a day to her site. I asked her what she does after she publishes a new blog post. How does she promote her blog? And she told me that once she hits publish, she waits and waits and waits, and no one comes. Well, obviously no one comes. After you publish a blog post, you can't just do nothing. So I had to be quite frank with her, and I said, "Do you think that by clicking the publish button, you are somehow signaling to the magic blogging goddesses that it's time for them to magically make 1,000 people suddenly discover your blog?" And she burst out laughing because she hadn't really thought about it before. So yes, basically, that's what she was assuming. Because really, when you publish a new blog post, usually all that that means is that your blog post is live. That's it. No one knows about it yet. Even if you have crafted your blog post with near-perfect keyword research and SEO to get your blog noticed, you still do need to promote it, and not just once. And this is specific for if you're a new blogger. If you don't already have a built-in audience, you really do need to actively promote that blog post consistently if you want it to get discovered. And this is especially necessary if you're a new blogger with a small following. So today on the show, I want to share with you my step-by-step process of everything that I do after I hit publish on a blog post. We're going to go over the social media strategy that I use for my blog. When I started doing this social media strategy, it tripled my blog traffic within a month. So I'm happy to share it with you here today, and I've also bundled this social media strategy plan into a downloadable ebook that you can get a free copy of by going to herpaperroot.com/shownotes. This is a printable and fillable guide that will help you plan your ideal social media schedule, as it includes suggestions of daily and weekly blog and social media duties, as well as a yearly goals checklist. Head on over to the show notes at herpaperroot.com/shownotes, and you can get a free copy of that planner. Taking the time now to sit down and plan where you want your blog to be a year from now is important. What are your goals? How many followers do you aim to reach each month on each social network? How many page views will you gain each month? What can you do every day to reach these goals? By following this social media schedule, I more than tripled my traffic and engagement within the first few days and grew my followers and email list substantially alongside with it. So when we're talking about social media, you know that it's important to be active and consistent there. You should be posting to your social networks every single day, several times per day, and not just posting your own content, but other people's content as well. In addition to posting content, don't forget to regularly engage with people and other bloggers in your niche too. If anyone comments on your post, comment back. Always, always, always be there to show that you are the face behind your blog, you're a real person, and you really are there talking, engaging, answering questions, and just being there for your readers. Now, when I said that you should post on social media every day, several times a day, you're probably thinking, whoa, that sounds like way too much of a time eater. I don't have time for that. I'm trying to create content here, not sit around on Facebook all day. And I get that. You need your time to actually be there creating content for your blog. Thankfully, there are tools that can automate the process of social media content scheduling for you. Using a social media scheduler will post your content for you. It'll publish at set times of the day and then recycle it and repost it again. And then you can spend your time creating content and replying to your comments and engaging with people. But using an automation tool will take away that time restraint of having to come up with content to publish. Now, I'm going to share the tools that I use in my business to automate my social media marketing. And for all of the tools that I'm mentioning here, if you head on over to herpaperroot.com/shownotes, I've included a free trial for all of them so you can check them out, try them, and see what works for you. Okay, so you've written an amazing blog post, you hit publish, and now it's time to get to work. As soon as you publish a new blog post, pin it on Pinterest right away. Pinterest is one of the easiest ways to drive traffic to a blog, so don't skip promoting your blog post there. At first, Pinterest may seem like a hard egg to crack. It isn't exactly a social network, it's actually more of a search engine, but it is very important that you're on it and use it consistently. As I mentioned about Pinterest being a search engine, it is a huge search engine at that. So make sure that you use SEO to your advantage there by filling your pin descriptions, Pinterest profile description, and your boards with keywords that make sense for the content that you're posting. As soon as you publish a new blog post, pin it to your most relevant board on Pinterest. And by relevant board, I mean that the board that you pin it to is on the subject of what your blog post subject is. The board has the same keywords in the description and the title of the board. The keywords are the same as the keywords that you're using in your blog post and the keywords that you've put in your pin description for that blog post. See, it all comes together. That's SEO, baby. Next, you'll want to pin the blog post to all of your relevant Pinterest group boards too. I like to manually pin a bit each day from my activity feed, but the majority of my pinning is done via automation. I use Tailwind to auto-pin about 200 pins per day, as well as promote my blog post in Tailwind Tribes. This ensures that my content gets seen by as many people as possible without me having to spend any time on it. Tailwind is great because it has in-depth analytics that gives you a multitude of tools to rock your Pinterest marketing from one comprehensive dashboard. Tailwind is partnered with Pinterest, so it's believed that Pinterest and Pinterest algorithm favors content coming in from Tailwind and ranking those pins higher in search results. I also do manual pinning, so that means that I log into my Pinterest account and I manually pin my blog posts and repin other people's pins and things like that. If you're wondering how to get people to read your blog, take a moment to consider how well you nurture your email list. It's important to keep your email subscribers happy and fed with frequent, valuable, helpful updates. When you take care of your subscribers, they will become committed to consistently opening your newsletters, clicking, and visiting your blog. So always work your latest blog posts into the weekly newsletter that you send. I use ConvertKit to manage my email marketing, and it's absolutely the best email service provider that there is, in my opinion. ConvertKit makes it super easy to add tags and track what people click on so I can understand what my subscribers like. So for Facebook and Twitter, I use a tool called SmarterQ, and this is the best tool for putting your social media marketing on autopilot. SmarterQ allows you to set up posts for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, also Pinterest now, and this can be scheduled and then reposted so you don't have to recreate posts for your evergreen content, which was something that has really annoyed me with other similar tools that I've tried. If you want to grow your network and business following, it's essential that you be posting that content to social media consistently, and SmarterQ makes this possible. Once I publish a new post, I always go over to SmarterQ and set up a new post. So this app can share it and reshare it to Facebook and Twitter over and over again for all eternity. I like to have it set up so it comes out with the first post on the first day that my blog post goes live. And then I set it up for a couple weeks later, it'll repost it again to Facebook and Twitter. This is called evergreen recycling, and it is the number one best way to keep eyes on your blog posts. I use this app for every blog post, promotion, affiliate link, and offer that I have, and it sends thousands of daily visitors my way while taking zero of my time. So with this handy app, you will never again let a blog post die out, as it allows your blogs to be kept in constant promotion cycle on autopilot. Now we want to promote your blog post on Instagram. So some tips for Instagram promotion: use high quality, well-lit photographs or graphics. Write an interesting caption that has a catchy call to action. Engage with other Instagrammers, like and comment on their images consistently. Use relevant hashtags. This is a big factor in how to promote on Instagram and get discovered outside of your own network of followers. And really just stay consistent with it. For Instagram, I use Tailwind for Instagram to plan, schedule, auto-post, and track my Instagram posts. It also has a really handy hashtag finder tool, which suggests the best hashtags for your post. Tailwind also has another really cool feature where when you're setting up your posts that you're going to schedule, you can hide all of those hashtags in the first comment. And Tailwind will post your image with your caption and then also post your hashtags hidden in the first comment. Great, right? Once I've set up those automations, I head on over to Twitter and do some Twitter mining. Now, Twitter mining is when you search for people tweeting about the thing that you sell or blog about and respond to their tweets with your link. So, how to promote your blog with Twitter mining? Go on over to Twitter and type a keyword into the search bar that relates to what your blog post is about. You'll find a list of people talking about and asking about exactly what you have on offer. This is a gold mine. Reply to those tweets with a genuine comment and answer to their comment, and include the link to your blog post. This Twitter mining technique helps solve people's questions while being a clever way to secure new readers and clients for yourself. And while you're over there on Twitter doing your Twitter mining, come and say hi to me. I'm at herpaperroot. There is a ton more coming up on today's episode, but first I want to quickly thank our sponsors for making this show possible. If you are thinking of starting a blog or need a website for your business, hobby, side project, side hustle, whatever it may be, you need professional, secure, reliable, and affordable web hosting. And Bluehost is my number one choice. Bluehost is already one of the most affordable web hosting options that there is, with hosting starting at just $7.99 per month. But today, Her Paper Route podcast listeners can get a special deal on Bluehost hosting. When you go to herpaperroute.com/Bluehost, you will get your web hosting for just $2.95 per month. And you'll also get a free domain name, free SSL security, free one-click WordPress install, and unlimited emails. So head on over to herpaperroute.com/Bluehost to get this special deal. Another great place to promote your content is in Facebook groups. Actually, this is probably my favorite place to promote my content and to discover other people's awesome content. There's so many Facebook groups for bloggers out there. Groups are a place to share information, help one another, and promote content. Being active in these groups is a really great way to get your content seen and to gain new followers. These blogger Facebook groups usually have a daily thread where members can comment links to their content in exchange for liking, sharing, and engaging with other members' content. I have a Facebook group for bloggers, and I would love it if you came and joined. We have daily promotion threads where we support one another and share each other's content. If you head on over to the show notes at herpaperroute.com/show notes, you can get an invite to my Facebook group there. So every time that you publish a new blog post, pay a visit to all of your Facebook groups. Promote your blog post by participating in the day's promo threads in each group, as well as promoting on the wall in the groups that allow it. You should also seek and join 10 plus new Facebook groups that relate to the specific thing your blog post is about every time that you publish a new post. Discover where your ideal reader hangs out and then put your content in front of them. So for example, let's say that you wrote a blog post about a designer vegan leather handbag. So now you'll need to figure out how to promote your blog post to your ideal readers for this specific post. So go and search out several Facebook groups full of people who appreciate cruelty-free fashion, vegan fashion, faux leather, green living, or just style in general. There are hundreds of thousands of groups like this, so get all up in that Facebook search bar and join them. Here's another awesome place that I like to promote blog content, Quora.com. If you remember Yahoo Answers, Quora is basically the same thing. You search for questions related to your blog post content. You answer them with a genuine, thoughtful, more than one paragraph reply, and then you end your answer with a link to your blog post where readers can learn more. Another place that you can share your content is Mix.com. Now, Mix.com is formerly StumbleUpon. You may remember StumbleUpon. I'm really mourning the death of that app because it used to be such a great tool for boosting page views. But StumbleUpon became Mix in early 2018, and with the change, it lost its auto-traffic stumble feature, unfortunately. But although it is worth it to share your new blog posts on the new platform, it isn't as good for traffic as StumbleUpon once was, but you may as well promote your blog post there anyway. Mix is a new platform, so you never know, it may take off and become a better traffic source in the future. The next thing that I do after I publish a new blog post is I update my old posts. Updating your old blog posts on your website is as simple as just adding a link to the new post within the older article. It's wise to update your old blog posts with new related post links regularly. It's really great for SEO. The next thing that I like to do is I run a Google ad to a new blog post. Running a Google ad for your new blog post will allow you to skip the line and jump right to the top of Google search results. With a Google ad, you pay each time someone clicks your ad after they searched what your content is about in Google search. This is a great way to get people to your blog who normally wouldn't have known about your blog otherwise. Just be sure that the page that your ad leads to, as in the page that these visitors land on, has an enticing opt-in freebie incentive so that you can get them on your mail list. That way, you can connect with them again via your newsletter and send them your next blog post for free. Here's a question that I see a lot, and it's, what are the best times to post on social media? You've probably seen those infographics on Pinterest telling you what time of day is best to post online for maximum engagement and visibility. they tend to say it's best to post on Facebook between 1 to 4 p.m. and Twitter between noon and 5 p.m. Well, I'm going to be very frank with you here. That information is bull. Why? Because I believe that restricting your posts to those time parameters is silly, because what's 9 a.m. to you in your time zone in California is 1 p.m. in Halifax, 5 p.m. in London, and 2 a.m. in Australia. The truth is, any time is the right time to post on social media, as someone is awake and online somewhere in the world at any moment. Your readers and potential customers are out there at all times of the day and night looking for your content. So that's why I recommend posting at all times of the day and night, whatever time makes sense to you. Just go for it. Just post. Don't go by any rules telling you what time you're supposed to post. You are the boss. You are in charge. You post when you want. Those infograph time to post parameters are nice if you only want to be seen by people in your exact time zone. But if you want to be seen online globally, those time parameters are actually quite limiting. We're trying to run a global business here with your blog. How much should you post on social media? The more you post on Twitter and Pinterest, the better. But best to keep Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn to 2 or 3 posts per day. Before I sign off, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. There is a tool that many bloggers use, myself included, that helps to grow your social media and your email list at the same time on autopilot. And this tool is called Milo Tree. It's a little pop-up box that shows at the bottom of my website when someone lands on my site. And it looks sort of like a Facebook Messenger box. It doesn't take over the whole screen. It's just a cute little pop-up box. And what it does is it invites the site visitor to follow me on social media or subscribe to my email list to get my opt-in freebie. This little pop-up box has been so helpful in passively growing my email list and my social media followers because it uses the traffic that my website is already getting and just converts them into subscribers and followers. Milo Tree is super easy and it's also super affordable. It's just $9 per month. And you can try it for free. So if you head over to herpaperroot.com/shownotes, you can get a free trial of Milo Tree as well as all the other tools that I recommended here today. So you can try them out and see if they work for you in your business as well as they've worked for me in my business. Now, I know that creating a social media strategy for your blog is a big endeavor. It takes time to build an online following. Your social media strategy should be plotted out for the year, but take each month in stride. Decide what you will post, where, and how often, and then just stick to your tasks as much as you can each month. After that month, see what worked and what didn't, and then change it up. You can change up how you promote the next month if need be. Don't be scared to try new types of promotion. Your social media strategy should always be evolving. And know that it takes time to build that following. It doesn't happen overnight, but if you believe in yourself, your business, and stay consistent and stick to that plan of yours, your following will grow and your blog will succeed. You just gotta hang in there. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode, please check out our other episodes and our blog at herpaperroot.com. And if you have 2 seconds to leave a review on iTunes for us, I would so appreciate that. Until we chat next time, stay focused on your paper route.
Thanks for tuning in to the Her Paper Route podcast. We hope you found this episode helpful. If you did, please say so by leaving us a review on iTunes. And be sure to share this episode with your friends. For more entrepreneurship resources and to connect with Chelsea, swing by herpaperroute.com. Now go make something.